Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know if you caught Ja'Marr Chase's appeal in there. Did you hear his case to appeal?
What's his case?
If I meant to spit on Jalen Ramsey, I would have spit in his face.
Got it.
Not just on his body.
So not great spit accuracy, or he's suggesting he does have great spit accuracy.
Good question. I guess he would be saying, I typically do have very good accuracy.
Yeah, with my spitting.
What I was doing is I was just trying to spit to the side and accidentally spit on him. If I meant to spit on him, I would have spit in his face. That's Rap Sheet's understanding.
Basically, it's like
what his appeal is going to boil
down. You'll know when I'm mad. Right. You think I'm mad? No, you'll know when I'm mad. Like, right. All right, bud. You still spit on a guy, you're going to be suspended.
Honestly, I think he deserves an extra game for that appeal, for the
if
nonsense.
If he was going to spit on Jalen Ramsey, would have spit in the face rather than just on the floor or on his jersey.
On the floor? He didn't spit on the floor, Rap. He spit on his, like, chest plate. Yeah, what are you talking about?
I believe, did I read this right? Is Jordy Nelson hearing the appeal? I think it's Jordy Nelson. Yeah, thumbs up. If I'm Jordy Nelson.
Oh, he'll catch you a deep ball.
If I'm Jordy Nelson, I give him a second game. I go, that's such a bad dog ate my homework excuse that you're getting another game.
Go ahead.
Have fun missing the next two.
It'll be three.
Yeah.
Like the principal in Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Three.
Say it again. Okay, that's another one.
Okay, next.
I'm going to see you for the next 4 weeks.
We're not going to see you again this year.
Yeah, that's, what a mess.
If I was going to spit on you, I would have spit in your face.
He spit right on him.
He spit on him.
But they're also wearing, like, they're both wearing face masks and, like, helmets. So, but also, I guess that's a step up from after the game where he's like, I didn't spit.
That's true.
He's like, I didn't. Well, I did, but I didn't, like.
I mean, you saw the video, so clearly I did spit. I didn't intentionally spit on him.
Yeah, what a joke.
I mean, you're spitting through a face mask.
Yeah, not good.
I mean, I wasn't a football player in my day, Keith. I know you were a collegiate athlete.
Yes. Yeah.
Does that ever, when you try to spit through the face mask, does it just, like, splinter and go everywhere
it's
and hurt
possible.
Your accuracy? I mean, is that possible?
Depends on what kind of cage you have. You could have one of those. Remember that guy? Who was it? Was it somebody with the Chargers had, like, a beehive cave? Remember, like, the face mask looked like a beehive and so many bars? You're not spitting through that one.
No chance. No, like a hockey mask, you're not spitting through that.
But if you have, like, a punter single bar, you'd be fine. You could drink a beer out of that thing.
Yeah, unless it ricochets right back at you. You wouldn't want that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, you probably just take the helmet off if you're going to really hock a loogie, but either way, Ja'Marr Chase could play for the Bengals on Sunday, and I'd take the Patriots, but you take him off, there goes sort of that puncher's chance, the one, like, I mean, T. Higgins is good, don't get me wrong, but the one, like, real challenge for the secondary has been removed. He removed himself because he was an idiot.
So
the line moved a point and a half, by the way.
Just on that news. Now. Wow, so that is not typical. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, usually with a quarterback, a line will move 2-3 points even on like a franchise quarterback. That's a lot
point
for
and
one
half.
Player.
Yep.
Not expecting Burrow in this game. We started off the show talking about it. You can discuss it. 617-779-7937. Who would you start a franchise with right now? Drake May in his early 20s, MVP-type season, MVP-caliber season, my pick right now to be the MVP. Or Joe Burrow, who's been to the big game, although I do feel like some of Burrow is living off getting to that Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, but that's pretty good.
No, but I'm just saying it was also 2021, and
yeah, but it's also going into Kansas City and beating the Chiefs.
Sure.
So it's one thing to, like, make the Super Bowl when you beat, you know, some scrubby quarterback along the way,
or you beat an easy run, or you beat
trying to think of some of those NFC teams that would make it there.
This is a good analogy, like, for Patriots fans, and I always think of it from my childhood, is if you're going to have the Jaguars knock out the Broncos for you, and John Elway and Terrell Davis and Rod Smith and Ed McCaffrey, and they're all knocked out because the Jaguars did your dirty work and then you beat the Jags, less impressive than going to Denver and beating Denver. They beat the Chiefs. So, look, I'm not saying it's not impressive. I'm just saying the guy's been to the playoffs twice. We talk about him like
five wins. Though.
Like he's like some like all time winning quarterback in the post. He's been there twice.
I know, but the wins is really impressive because there's a lot of guys like what's Herbert in the playoffs? Like 1-3 or 1-2?
Has he won?
Did he win a game?
I don't think so.
I thought we looked this up. Maybe he didn't. But that's sort of my point. It's like so, there's a guy like that where you're like, just making the playoffs is not the same as
Herbert's 0-2.
0-2. So they've both made the playoffs twice.
Mm-hmm.
Burrow has five wins.
Right.
Herbert has none. I mean, so like, that's a big difference.
Herbert's 2 years younger, but yeah, I mean, that's
he's better.
He's actually older than I thought, yeah.
Yeah, he's better than he is. But, no, I think especially because the way the AFC is laid out with all these great quarterbacks and Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, we keep waiting for those guys to one day get to the Super Bowl. Both, I would say, are viewed as better than Joe Burrow, although I guess Lamar Jackson's probably a little bit more polarizing, but I would say both are viewed a little bit better, and yet they don't have the success. They haven't gotten to the Super Bowl. They didn't beat Patrick Mahomes. And so, yeah, Burrow is, I guess he's living off of that, but then when you watch him play, when he's healthy, he's legit. Like, he's better than 28 other quarterbacks.
I just backed out of his numbers, but last year, now they weren't a playoff team. He threw for almost 5,000 yards, 43 touchdowns, 9 picks, and like at the end of the year, he was offense was unstoppable at the end of the year. And yet, he's every other year just about, he's hurt. He's, as the Twitch chat pointed out, he's going to win his third comeback player of the year probably next year.
They're going to change that to the Joe Burrow comeback player of the year.
I mean, that really is what they should do.
Yeah.
Text line came up with this. They said Joe Burrow is football.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Joel Embiid?
Oh, so regular season, you could say that because of the injuries and then the dominance.
Burrow's finished top five in the MVP twice. He was fourth twice. Embiid's won it, but he's never won a big game in his life. It's been a while since, you know, that Super Bowl, but he's at least done it. Embiid's never done it.
Yeah, he's never even made, the conference finals? Embiid, no. I mean, obviously not the NBA finals, but he hasn't even made it to the conference finals. So, yeah, that's where the difference is. Because if Burrow was just this good in the regular season and then was even, let's say, 1-2 in the playoffs, then we're not talking about him the same way. You know, like if he's...
Oh, true.
Because we've seen other quarterbacks have really good regular seasons and put up really good numbers. You're like, oh, that's good. Good for that guy. But the playoff success is what sort of separates them.
Drake May hasn't played long enough to know how many injuries he might have, so how can you say that? May, since he took over the starting job, I feel like I need to remind people of this.
So far better than Burrow.
May's never missed a start since he took over. Now, he did have to leave a game. He came right back the next week. Burrow didn't make it through year one.
Right.
And that might not be Burrow's fault. I'm not saying it's
his
fault.
Just what happened.
But Burrow has missed now massive parts of three different years in his career. Again, games played 10, 16, 16, 10, 17, 2. And I don't know, maybe that number by the end of the year will be like 5 if he even comes back.
Yeah.
But that's massive parts of three different years. Like, that's what people worry about with May. But with May, it's a worry. With Burrow, it's reality.
Right.
So, to me, that's a big difference. Never mind. May's in his early 20s. This guy's about to be 30.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be 29 in December, approaching 30 is what I should say.
Mm-hmm. It's the next in line for 30.
He's getting closer every day. 617-779-7937. Let's go to, we mentioned Will Campbell off the top, some lessons learned from Joe Burrow, and I think the Patriots are already in a better spot to protect Drake May than the Bengals ever have been with Joe Burrow. If there's a lesson there, Pats may have already learned it. JP in North Providence on his guy, Will Campbell. Hello, JP.
Jones, Keith. Hey, Jones, can I ask you a quick Thanksgiving question before I get to my Keefspiracy?
Always, JP. Yeah, always for you, yeah.
It's a two-parter. Are you having Thanksgiving dinner at home? And if you are, is it going to be Keith and Arcan middays or Keith and Mego?
Oh, on Thanksgiving?
Why would I be working Thanksgiving?
Yeah, Keith,
I'm taking Thanksgiving off as well, JP.
No,
give me a day.
Because your wife's cooking. Come on.
Keith, you've worked Thanksgiving before, though, right?
Course.
The high school football Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I've worked a ton of Thanksgivings.
Keith and I have worked Thanksgiving in the past, but no one will be working. And we're not hosting Thanksgiving at home. We'll be at my aunt and uncle's on the South Shore.
Oh, good. Brag. So you'll be in Monday. Okay.
Yeah.
Got me worried with the apple pie at home cooked or something.
Sure. Okay.
So here's the Keefspiracy.
Yeah.
They didn't get a deep burner because then Drake May would be in the pocket too long. And until they know that Will Campbell, which, by the way, he's not doing too bad at all, now that they know they got a left tackle, they go get a burner next year. That's the priority. I think this way they played it safe. Because that extra half second in the pocket could get him killed. And 100% I'm taking Drake May. He's a physical specimen over Burrows right now if I'm starting a team.
Okay. The Will Campbell stuff. Twitch chat is already needling me specifically about Ashton Jeanty over Will Campbell.
Yeah.
Interesting you bring that up.
Because
we'll be getting to that at 11 o'clock. Along with some other thoughts.
It's all coming together.
Related to Tom Brady's Raiders.
He's got them humming, doesn't he?
Brady and the Raiders not off to a good start.
Eeks.
My guy, Ashton Jeanty, not off to a good start.
No.
Pats have Will Campbell and Travion Henderson. Raiders don't have much to show for it, so we will get to that at 11 o'clock if you're waiting for it. But no, Campbell's been good, and I think for everybody who said get the left tackle first, protect the quarterback, and go out and get a wide receiver, I didn't agree with that's the way to build a team, but look at the Pats, look at the Bengals, and right now, I'd say it'd be hard to argue the Patriots didn't get that right.
Yeah, and like, you know, to JP's point, they did try to actually get a burner, too. They tried to do all of it with their first three picks, and we've seen, solid left tackle play. We've seen flashes at running back and really one play so far from Kyle Williams, but those were three obvious needs, and they tried to address them, and all three were really for Drake May. I mean, for the team, but like, those were three things that this team did not have a year ago, and they tried to make sure they didn't repeat that mistake.
617-779-7937. You can jump in. Who would you start a franchise with, May or Burrow? What lessons have the Patriots learned or should learn from the Joe Burrow experience in Cincinnati, plus Ja'Marr Chase, maybe the worst appeal case that we're going to hear? You can discuss all of that leading into Patriots and Bengals on Sunday. We'll get to Tom Brady's Raiders last night. Patriots making the right pick at four. And passing on my guy, Ashton Jeanty. Some more on that at 11. Plus, let's get to the Bruins. A dud performance for them last night. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.